Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
There are already hundreds of people here excited about the Pope's arrival.
Now the Pope is walking down the red carpet, raising both hands in a wave at JFK Airport.
Holy Father, welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral.
I urge you to follow in the footsteps of Christ.
He's with a rabbi. It's just great to see.
People are starting to gather around the perimeter of the World Trade Center just to be in the Pontiff's presence.
The Holy Father has waded into a crowd outside of St. Joseph's Church, and he has been literally kissing babies.
Many telling me that he is Christ on earth, and they would not be anywhere else.
He leans over and waves with his right hand, turning, looking directly at us right now.
Whoa, now they're going wild here. Their first vision of him on the property, and a tremendous cheer went through this crowd.
This Friday, he will become the first pope ever to visit a United States synagogue, Park East Synagogue on 68th and Lex. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond there today as a group of children prepared to welcome the Holy Father.
The children will sing Hebrew songs of peace for Pope Benedict. Brothers Sharon and Jonathan Carton are excited to see him.
It's just such an honor to be close to him and actually see him in person.
We know that the Pope is really special, and that our rabbi, Rabbi Arthur Schneier, has seen four popes.
One of Pope Benedict's New York stops, a visit to Yonkers.
When Pope Benedict drives up this long driveway here at St. Joseph's Seminary, he'll pass this huge Canadian oak tree that he planted here when he visited the seminary as a cardinal.
He arrived on January 27th, 1988.
Standing next to the tree, Father Michael Morris says he remembers the day well.
Some lucky kids are going to greet the Pope at the airport. WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Mike Zirinax with that story live in Rockville Center.
And Pat, several dozen school kids beaming with excitement and pride.
And we can tell you the Pope is still at the United Nations. Right now, the Pontiff is addressing the UN staff, praising them for their work. He mentioned science, ethics, the environment, emphasized human rights and religious freedom.
He taught that saying, do not do to others what you would not want done to you.
Just a few blocks west of the UN, we find WCBS reporter Marla Diamond. She's at St. Patrick's Cathedral. The Pope will celebrate Mass tomorrow there.
And Michael, the marble has been polished and a fresh coat of paint applied to every piece of wrought iron right down to the covers on the ventilation ducts. There's an excitement and anticipation now that the Pope has arrived.
And they have just pulled back the curtain, showing the Torahs, and the Pope has gotten up from his seat to come over and examine them at the behest of the rabbi. Each is wearing a skull cap. The Pope is wearing a white zucchetto, and the rabbi a black yarmulke. And the choir singing a joyous tune in the sanctuary of the Park East Synagogue. It's a sublime moment. Now the Pope turns around to go back to his seat. The rabbi still at the podium.
We also want to say Mazal Tov on your recent birthday. May God grant you health, strength, and fruitful years. Let us all say, amen.
This is the first ever visit by a pope to a synagogue in the United States. History before us, Rich.
Third time in all of history that a pope has been in a synagogue anywhere.
Mor Schindler is a young member of the Park East Synagogue.
He's with Jewish people. He's with a rabbi. It's just great to see. And the man that I think he is, I think he's a very loyal and, like, very nice guy. Like, yeah. He's a loving person.
Wow, what a nice scene unfolding right now on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And WCBS reporter Rich Lamb is here to describe it for us.
Well, we can tell you the Holy Father has waded into a crowd outside of St. Joseph's Church, and he has been literally kissing babies, caressing their faces. It is just a wonderful sight to see this 81-year-old pontiff arriving here at this very famous German-American parish.
Meanwhile, workers are busy turning Yankee Stadium from a ball field into a church.
Flatbed stacked with scaffolding and sections of flooring so high they barely clear the overhead tracks of the number four roll into place here on River Avenue. Inside Yankee Stadium, there's a stretch of light rigging that's already been dropped along the first to second baseline.
What's on this truck? What do you got here?
These are pieces of the stage.
What we are seeing is the priests, the deacons, the nuns all filing into this majestic cathedral. As you said, never before has a pope celebrated Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and there is a palpable sense of anticipation and excitement among the congregation.
And Cameron, the service beginning for hundreds of clergy inside St. Patrick's Cathedral.
I have a question for Father Jim. These are invited guests, Father, religious people from dioceses all over the United States, and one has to assume that 3,000 of them will be taking communion, or the better part of them. How do you deal with that logistically, that many people going up?
Well, don't forget that the cathedral is very well organized. Monsignor Ritchie continues a great tradition there of making sure that there are ushers and the masters of ceremonies. They will have communion stations set up throughout the cathedral.
You can hear the sound of some of the choir there, 200-person choir, a 58-piece orchestra as well, lifting this service at St. Patrick's this morning. The pontiff in his homily talked about the need for unity in the American church. He also talked a bit about the sex abuse scandal that has enveloped the church and about the
people pushing up against the barriers, raising their cameras, cheering, waving their golden white Vatican flags. And here is Pope Benedict. Here is Pope Benedict. He is sitting in a chair. He is looking to his left, now looking to his right. He is smiling. He leans over and waves with his right hand, turning, looking directly at us right now, waving and making the sign of the cross as the Pope Mobile moves north on Fifth Avenue. Quite an experience.
Pope Benedict, minutes away from a huge youth rally in Yonkers, where some 25,000 faithful are waiting to greet him.
Whoa, now they're going wild here. Their first vision of him on the property, and a tremendous cheer went through this crowd. And there is the pontiff walking in toward the front entrance of the seminary.
God's unconditional love, which passes every human individual, points to a meaning and purpose for all human life.
Pope Benedict XVI speaking to disabled young people and their families at St. Joseph's Seminary in Yonkers. The Pope looking remarkably youthful for a man of 81 and the grueling schedule he has been under.
In the news, Pope Benedict ends his visit to the United States today, this morning. He will go to the World Trade Center site to pray with families who lost loved ones on 9/11. Later, the Pontiff will celebrate Mass at Yankee Stadium. We will talk with reporters at both locations in just seconds.
People are starting to gather around the perimeter of the World Trade Center just to be in the pontiff's presence. I spoke with one woman who lost a friend in the North Tower. Her remains were never recovered. So this is her final resting place. To have the Pope consecrate this site gives people comfort. Another woman told me by praying for forgiveness for the attackers, the Pope is teaching us that love conquers all. To forgive is to let go of the anger, the hatred, to shake off the shackles of grief and despair, and it allows us to move on.
We ask you in your goodness to give eternal light and peace to all who died here, to heroic first responders, our firefighters, police officers, emergency service workers, and Port Authority personnel, along with all the innocent men and women who were victims of this tragedy.
He greeted each person individually, grasping their hands, looking them in the eye, spending maybe 20 or 30 seconds with them. There are still family members in the pit. They're looking at the candle that was lighted. They're looking at the small square pool of water that was set up just for this event. But after so much suffering and so much trauma for so many of these families, an opportunity to see their loved ones and this site blessed by the Pope.
Great cheers coming from this crowd here at Yankee Stadium as the Holy Father makes his way in that white vehicle along the edge of the field, now inside the third base area, headed for home plate. Don't know if he scores a run, if he goes across there or not. Father Gardner, what's going through your mind at this point?
I would like to know what's going through his mind. I mean, the cheers of the crowd.
he parts his hands for 1 second, and the whole crowd cheers. Does it again. and gets a response. Not a word spoken yet.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you.
It has been a memorable week, and Pope Benedict XVI has stepped into the history of our country in a very special way.
With his words, I take my leave. I ask you to remember me in your prayers, and I assure you of my affection and friendship in the Lord. May God bless America.
The Pope finishing his visit to the United States the way he started, with the words, God bless America, thanking everyone, saying his trip to the United States was a great experience.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.